there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eydert. I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pamper Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds, herbal treats for backyard chickens, and Chick Starter, which has inspired this video series. So it's raining today, so we are under one of my balcony canopies, and you might see cars driving by. I apologize, and probably the ducks in the background. They are very loud today because I'm not giving them food exactly when they want it. They had breakfast and now they want more. So I thought a really good video for today would be for the brand new chicken owners out there who are worried that they're not getting, that their baby chicks are not getting enough nutrients. It's pretty common to worry about them. Chickens aren't as sort of cut and dry, I think, as cat and dogs. So when people get started, they kind of start to worry that their baby chicks aren't getting fed the right nutrients or enough feed. So I thought it would be a really good topic for today's video. And it's actually really simple. So to make sure that your baby chicks are getting the right nutrients and the right amount of nutrients, it's really important to stick with a commercial chick starter or a very well-made homemade chick starter if you're used to making these kind of things. Commercial chick starters always have the right amount of nutrients, and they're formulated specifically to make sure that the chickens have the right amount of nutrients. So providing your day-old chicks with a 24-hour consistent supply of a high-protein chick starter, which should be about 18% protein, is really key to making sure that they have the right nutrients. Now, when I raise my baby chicks, what I do personally is I put the chick starter in either a long, you know, chick starter dish, basically, like one of those long feeders, or I use a shallow bowl or a mason jar feeder or that kind of thing. The advantage to this is that you can have feed out 24 hours a day and the chicks can get it consistently, and you don't have to constantly fill these things up, you know, and worry about whether or not they got it if you're at work or whatever. So that's kind of what I do, just to make sure that they have a consistent access to the feed. Now with the nutrients, like I said, we manufacture our own chick starter, which obviously we sell in our store, but regardless of the brand that you use, I would say almost all of the chick starters out there are specifically formulated to make sure that your baby chicks have all the nutrients. So if you're brand new, it probably doesn't make as much sense to try and manufacture your own chick starter. It makes sense more to use one that's prefabricated and get the experience that you can raising chickens. And then once you have more confidence with that, then if you want to start making your own chick starter, you can do that too. So what do you look for in a chick starter? You want to look for one that is specifically created for baby chicks, it should say that on the label, and that has at least 18% protein in it. It's okay if it goes up to like 20% or 22%, that's fine. What you don't want to do is have a chick starter that is too low in the protein, because then your chicks won't grow as quickly or as well as other chicks out there, I guess. And something else that I see beginners do, and I don't 100% disagree with this, I don't personally do it and I don't recommend it, is they let the baby chicks forage for whatever they need. The problem with this, especially if you're worried about them getting the right nutrients, is you don't have control over what they're eating and how much of whatever nutrients they're getting, right? So an example of this is they might choose to eat seeds and corn, which doesn't have enough protein in it for them. Corn has about 9% protein in it, whereas chick starters should have 18% protein. Something else you might find is that they get into something that has a lot of calcium in it. Now the problem with feeding baby chicks too much calcium is it can inhibit organ growth, right? So you end up with sickly chicks that can't digest well or have other physical issues. So you'll hear a lot of advice online of, oh, it's okay to let your chicks eat whatever. It's okay to let them forage. You know, using a chick starter is some newfangled convention that, you know, whatever. That's fine. If you want to do that, I'm not going to come to your house and tell you it's wrong. I am going to tell you that I think that, you know, that's not what I would personally do. So if you're worried, go with a chick starter. It has all the nutrients your chicks need. You can also supplement it with treats like herbs. We talked in another video about herbs for backyard baby chicks that are great. And I'll link you to that video. But herbs like leafy greens, fruits are good. I like to give my chicks like melons, like cantaloupes, they love that. And the nice thing about the fruits and the leafy greens is that it has obviously a water content to it, so it helps them stay hydrated. So that's what I personally do. I stick with the 18% commercial chick starter and feeding the extra treats, and it's what I believe is best for baby chicks. I hope you've enjoyed today's video. If you have, please go ahead and leave me a comment below. Please also feel free to ask me a question below about baby chicks. I'll do my best to answer it. Please do consider subscribing to this channel. And if you are watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the notification bell so you'll be notified when we upload a new video, which is every day as I show you how to raise baby chicks from day olds until they're healthy layers. Thanks for watching this video, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.